It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At the Olympic Games in London this summer, athletes will compete on land and on water. They will sail boats, shoot guns, kick soccer balls, and ride horses. But one event will feature the most elemental of all athletic talents, and it will take all of about 10 seconds, the 100-meter sprint.
They're off, great sound there for Blake. Harvey's also there. Johan Blake is inside. 40 meters to go. Where will he stop the clock? Look at Johan Blake over the line! What is that? What is that?
That was from a track meet a couple of weeks ago in Kingston, Jamaica. The Caribbean island nation of 2.7 million ranks supreme in sprinting. In the 100 meters, Jamaican men and women took gold in the Beijing Games. Why are they so good? In Kingston, you hear lots of explanations, but let's start with the most obvious. In Jamaica, kids really like to run.
On your marks, set. Remember now, first 100.
Loxley Anderson is a coach at Mona Prep. It's a private school. His kids get to run on the grass track at Jamaica's University of Technology, UTEC, at the foot of the scenic Blue Mountains.
Give it all you got now. Everything.
Mr. Anderson's runners are as old as 12 and as young as 6.
They come to school at 3 years old, 3, 4, 5. You see the natural talent. You see how they walk, how they run. And you take it from there.
At 3, 4, 5 years
old. Over here is the 6 and the 7 year old. They're going to run a 4x1. They are speed. Look at them. They are speed. All right? You will see. Let me sort them out. Where are the class twos?
It's not a real 4x100 relay. The track is 300 meters around. For the 6 and 7 year olds, he divides it into 4 legs of 75 meters each.
Last legs, here we are. Here we are.
Getting the teams stationed in place around the track has an element of herding cats to it. The kids seem to be more interested in romping around than competing. And Loxley Anderson says for kids this young, running is just about having fun.
All right. Well done. Congrats.
Yay.
All right, get your water break.
Yes, sir.
When they're done, the Mona Prep kids file off the track and call out to the lone figure of a 5'3" woman, a superstar, who's sitting on the grass, stretching.
Bye, Shelly-Ann!
Bye, Shelly-Ann! Shelly-Ann Fraser is the greatest runner in the world.
The woman is 25-year-old Shelly-Ann Fraser Price, winner of the gold medal in the 100 at the Beijing Olympics. Like Usain Bolt, the men's gold medalist, and like great Jamaican sprinters of the past, she is a hero to Jamaican kids. And Shelly-Ann Fraser-Price enjoys being their hero.
I'm always smiling when I see them because they go like, Shelly-Ann! And it's like, hi! And if I tell them hi 10 times, they'll still say, Shelly-Ann!
Fraser-Price grew up poor, the daughter of a single mother, a higgler, she says, a street vendor. She says she started taking track really seriously at age 21 at UTEC, running for coach Stephen Francis.
When I came here at UTEC, everybody was saying I was too short and I shouldn't think about running fast, but now it's going to take a while for me to run fast. And I had a really bad running posture. Like, I ran literally dropping on my face. So, I mean, Stephen saw all of this, and as a coach, he analyzed and he took a year to actually, you know, go through my core knees, what I needed to sprint.
I watched Shelly-Ann Fraser-Price and her fellow members of the MVP Track and Field Club. MVP stands for Maximizing Velocity and Power, as well as the UTEC track team all working out at one of Jamaica's few world-class synthetic tracks. It's at the National Stadium in Kingston. Fraser-Price's mentor, Stephen Francis, coaches both MVP and the UTEC men. Francis is a physically thick man and not a big talker. He sat on a club chair in the track infield, barking the occasional instruction via bullhorn, otherwise seemingly absorbed in his stopwatch.
What is happening, people?
Move it!
Morning workouts start at 6. When the runners arrive and start to warm up, the place is otherwise empty. They ran multiple sprints this morning in fairly quick succession. Fraser-Price ran 7. Some of the sprinters ran 9.
Here,
The MVP Club that was running through its paces at daybreak was an amazing collection of talent. Three of the four men on the 2008 Olympic gold 4x100-meter relay team, among them former world record holder in the 100, Asafa Powell. Among the women, in addition to Fraser Price, there's another former world champion, hurdler Bridget Ann Foster Hilton. And this is just one of Jamaica's two elite track clubs. Beijing gold medalist Usain Bolt and the current world number one, Johann Blake, run for the rival Racers Track Club. Today's Jamaican track coaches have reversed a long-standing pattern. It used to be that all Jamaican sprinters, who were typically poor, ran to get scholarships at American colleges where the facilities and the coaching were superior. But the surroundings were foreign. Now, with better coaches, most of the country's Olympic runners train at home. Asafa Powell says for him, remaining in Jamaica makes a difference.
The atmosphere, the weather, everything, you know, is perfect. Family, friends, they are here, you know, so I'm comfortable, you know, training in Jamaica. And the facts, you know, remain. It works, you know, it shows that it works.
This change, that world-class Jamaican sprinters don't have to go to the United States, came about in large part thanks to 72-year-old Dennis Johnson, the philosopher king of Jamaican sprinting.
People have, to my mind, in my opinion, they have a wrong idea about speed.
Johnson makes no claim to originality for his ideas. He was a world-class sprinter at San Jose State in the 1960s, and he came home with the wisdom of the school's fabled track coach, Bud Winter. Winter had previously taught Navy fighter pilots to relax, and that was his message to sprinters, too.
He felt you could compete a lot better if you relaxed. And in the process, he developed a methodology and some drills, and it actually revolutionized the whole thing.
Dennis Johnson says a relaxed sprinter maintains speed. The sprinter who's tight, who's concentrating too much, can tire fast or lose it at the end. He asked me, Yoda-like, if I had ever seen Usain Bolt come from the back and rush past the rest of the field. I said yes. He said, no, you didn't really see that.
What you saw were the other people tiring first, because you cannot increase speed after 6 seconds or 60 meters. It's a physiological impossibility.
The illusion of the champion sprinter accelerating past the field is really his consistency and their deceleration. The best Jamaican coaches are Dennis Johnson's protégés, or the protégés of his protégés. And while all this coaching plus motivation plus hard work might be sufficient to explain Jamaica's successes, in Kingston, the explanations are just getting started.
Good morning. May we get some ackee and saltfish with yams, bananas, and a cup of mint tea.
Sure.
We are at Juicy Patties, a Jamaican fast food chain on the campus of UWI, the University of the West Indies. Dr. Rachel Irving, a university researcher, is ordering my breakfast.
This is what the Jamaicans usually eat before they start running.
And Rachel Irving says it's what just about everyone here eats. In Kingston, you hear a lot about yams and green bananas. This is the nutritional argument for Jamaican success in sprint events.
It's carbohydrate, and runners need carbohydrate because that is what produces the glucose that is metabolized to give you the energy that drives the muscle to perform.
What is it that makes the Jamaican separate? What he or she eats?
This is Dr. Errol Morrison, an endocrinologist and the president of Jamaica's University of Technology. He says Jamaican kids grow up on a diet that is so helpful, they might as well be taking a daily dose of steroids. And he goes a step further. What good nutrition unlocks in Jamaican athletes, he says, is a gift that is genetically endowed.
These are athletes of black ancestry. They have long limbs. They have little subcutaneous fat, which gives you a lot of reduction in all the drag, you know, and the weight that you have to carry around. There is a phenomenon of narrow hips.
According to Dr. Morrison, Jamaicans are built to lift their knees high when they run.
Now, in sprinting, the knee lift is the fundamental principle. How you lift that knee, extend the leg, and your stride length. So not only have we got the long limbs, but we have an angulation of the pelvis. So the muscles there that lift the knee have a direct line of sight, as opposed to in the white or the asiatic, where you're literally sliding up.
Which raises the question, if Jamaican sprinters are so genetically well endowed, is there a speed gene, some inherited trait that distinguishes the elite runner from the broader population? Well, both Dr. Morrison and Dr. Irving have collaborated with Dr. Yanis Pitsilatis at the University of Glasgow. Dr. Pitsilatis has studied a DNA bank of samples from hundreds of Jamaican and African American sprinters, not to mention Kenyan middle distance runners and Ethiopian marathoners. He says he started out hopeful of finding a speed gene.
We were so convinced by arguments that had been put forward by other scientists, by the media, that these populations, like the Jamaicans, have the right genes, that we thought it'd be easy enough just go to the island, collect DNA samples, analyze them, come up with those genes, and there's the end finding. Well, 4 to 5 years later, I can tell you that we have been looking at the genes. And in one line, I have to say that we have found no genetic evidence for the phenomenon that we're observing in Jamaica.
It's not that genes play no role, but the genes of elite sprinters just aren't that different. As for the diet of yams and green bananas?
I know that work very well, and I've even co-authored some abstracts with Professor Morrison on this. And I would say that there's actually even less evidence to defend that argument than there is on the genetics.
In lots of countries, people eat yams or similar tubers, and those countries are not known for their sprinters. There is, of course, a cynical explanation for the rise of Jamaican sprinting. Some would say they must be doping and masking the drugs better than others. In fact, the country's suspension record isn't especially bad. Why does Yanis Pitsilatis think Jamaican sprinters are so good? He says, look at how Jamaicans regard sprinting. It's like a religion. This is a track meet in the National Stadium in Kingston for primary and middle school teams. The crowd of teens and preteens, decked out in school colors, blast plastic horns and cheer on their runners and jumpers. The best of these young athletes are being scouted by high school coaches. The National High School Championships, or CHAMPS, are a huge national event in Jamaica. While there's a persuasive kernel of truth to just about every explanation for Jamaican success that you hear, nothing explains it any better than this scene does. Perhaps Jamaicans are the world's best sprinters because they really want to be.
Come on.